teacher. Please, clap for him.
Let's take our seat. Thank you so much, Apostle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed? I have been blessed, Pastor Victor. Thank you so much. It is so simple to be misunderstood. You need someone to help you misunderstand what he has said. But it is very, very simple. Praise the Lord. Now what remains with us is to do. Hallelujah. Bible says, do not be hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Hallelujah. I was not born a pastor. Praise the Lord. I was trained. Which means, you can also be what? Trained. Some people think that the scriptures just came from heaven and they fell on us. You know? No. Hallelujah. If you are an engineer, you are not born an engineer. You are trained to be so. Praise the Lord. So when you come to church, part of our responsibility is to train you so that you may do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. And you'll do as well if you avail yourself to be trained. Amen. And be a responsible believer. Say, I'm a responsible believer. Hallelujah. Now, you are not yet, allow me to use these words, you are not yet fully born again until you win a soul and you take care of that soul. Amen. If you've never won a soul to Christ, you know, you need to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. Amen. When I started reaching out to people, I didn't know anything. In fact, I went with Pastor Godwin to Naria when it was still dusty. And he showed me, I saw. The next, I think I went with him twice. The third time, he told me, find a place and go. So I went to Ntinda Barracks. Ntinda Barracks. Policemen. So that was my field. Amen. And I think I did a great job. I still see the fruit of my labor. Up to now. Actually, Micah. Those are my fruits. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you ought to be fruitful. Hallelujah. You ought to be what? Fruitful. I normally use this example. When a woman is barren, the way they look for a child, and there is no amount of comfort or love that can make her what? Be satisfied. Ajja kugamba gwe byogera ko tobikola ki? Tobitegeera. Nze sajja kulya buli ki? Mmere. Hallelujah. Because in a marriage, people expect fruit. Hallelujah. In fact, when I married my wife, we spent not so long. But one of my younger moms, Mama Ango Muto, Yankopira, Nanga Mutabani, Waliyakantu. Hallelujah. They expect fruit. So I told her, "Eyeti se chinene takolachi tayangua. If you're carrying something heavy, you don't what? But I'm coming." Hallelujah. And I came. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, a woman can pray, can go on the mountain, can do everything because they want what? They want fruit. Praise the Lord. So when it comes to spiritual things, you should be like a barren what? Woman. Refuse to be comfortable. Refuse to be comforted until you bring forth what? Fruit. Praise the Lord. We need every one of us to have spiritual children. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, do you have spiritual children? Let them give you an answer. If they have, say, glory to God. If they don't have, tell them, what are you waiting for? Mugambe zala. Mugame nkugobako obugumba. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Staying positive in the negative world. Hallelujah. That's what we are going to be looking at. Staying positive in the negative world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the way, one of the things is that it's a privilege to serve. I see it as a privilege. Hallelujah. And I thank my pastor that he has given us this privilege to serve along with him. I thank him for entrusting us with the pulpit. Amen. Some pastors don't want to leave the what? The pulpit. Amen. They don't want to leave the altar. Amen. But one of the things about our pastor, he trains us and he also watches us while we are doing what we are doing. And he fully supports us. Praise the Lord. And that's the spirit we all have. Amen. We all have that spirit. And in fact, you cannot be my disciple after a while. And you are just there. You are just coming to warm chairs. Amen. Some are hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. So staying positive in the negative world. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the things about us Christians or Christianity is that we need to call the world the way the Bible calls it. Praise the Lord. So, what the Bible calls the world, that's how we should as well define the what? The world. Hallelujah. Now, the world is not the earth. Amen. It is not the earth. Some people say, for us, we left the world, so even the things of the world, we left them. Give them to me. Kivyensi na vikolachi. Tevine mazam. Hallelujah. So, let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. We are going to look at verse number 14. Mark 16, 14. Hallelujah. Mark 16, verse 14. It says, after he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Praise the Lord. Now, at this point, before Jesus died and rose again, he always told his disciples the things that we are going to befall him. Praise the Lord. Actually, one time he told his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem. Amen. Actually, give us Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. Matthew 16, 21. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From that time forth, began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. The next line. So he told them he must go to Jerusalem. He must suffer many things. He must die and on the third day he rise from the dead. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Peter took his master and he began to rebuke him. To reprimand him. Hallelujah. Saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not happen unto thee. Techisoboka. Bichibyo yogerevyo. Hallelujah. we shall live and not die. Amen.
Now, verse number 23. But he turned and said unto Peter. What did he tell Peter? Get behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of... Hallelujah.
Get behind me, Satan. Peter was not Satan. Hallelujah. But Satan can be detected among what? Men. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a spirit behind what Peter said. But Peter himself was not Satan. By the way, Satan works through people. His greatest expression is through people. Hallelujah.
God, in the same way, also expresses best through what?
People. Hallelujah. That's why some people are used of Satan.
And some are used of what? And they are also two children. We have the children of God. But also have the children of what? In John 8:44, Jesus said, you are of your father the devil. Praise the Lord. You of your father what?
So, to honestly tell you, if you're not a children of God, you are a children of what? Yeah. Sometimes it is harsh. But that's what it is.
Hallelujah.
So Peter rebukes his master and says, Toja genda yo. Amen. Yesu naguho moyo gwali gogereza mwani mo Petero. Nagamba denyuma wange gwe sitani. Kubanga okola ki? Oli nkonge. Jendi. Thou art what?
An offense.
For thou serverest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of what? So to speak lightly about Jesus' death and his resurrection is of Satan. It is of man. It is of the flesh. In fact, without his resurrection, there is no gospel. The Bible says you are still in your sins.
Hallelujah.
But we believe that Christ was raised from the dead and he ever lives.
Praise the Lord.
And because he lives, we live as well.
Hallelujah.
So he told them before that the Son of Man must... Several occasions, he told them. Praise the Lord. He quoted them the scriptures. He told them.
Amen.
But his disciples were not understanding.
Amen.
So, even after when those things happened, they saw them, by the way. They saw them. They saw those things happen. They were eyewitnesses.
Praise the Lord.
They witnessed his ministry. They witnessed his suffering. His death. And yet, they did not believe. They saw. Babilaba. That's why the four gospels are called the eyewitness what? Accounts. They reported things they what?
They saw.
That's why Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised what? Fables. When we made known unto you the power of the coming of the Lord. Ntitebago vedachi?
Mfumo.
Hallelujah. Tibago vedera angiru. Do you know wakaima? Ichuli. How many remember those things? Badanga. How many remember Badanga? The strongest man in Singapore. He fell from a tree and hit his head on the rock and nothing happened to him. Huh? The rock broke actually. Badanga. In fact, we had a student in our class. We used to call him Badanga. Because we thought he had a head like of what? He would knock us with his head. So we called him what?
Badanga.
But we have not followed what? Badanga. We have not followed Kaikuzi.
Peter said, we have not followed cunningly. Devised what? Fables. When we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus. But we are what? Eyewitnesses of His majesty. We saw it. Praise the Lord. We are eyewitnesses. An eyewitness reports what he has what? Hallelujah. They were there. Amen. Hallelujah. And yet, when all the things happened, they did not believe. So, Jesus here in Mark 8, sorry, Mark 16, 14. Praise the Lord. The women go to the tomb. Is it tomb? Tomb. Tomb. Amen. So when they went to the tomb, and they came back with a report, how that they had seen who? Jesus. Still, they did not what? Believe. And then, Jesus himself appears in the flesh. Hallelujah. In verse 14 again. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was what? Risen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then he said, go. Amen. But you know, when you go to Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. On his way to Emmaus, met Cleopas and in verse 13, he said, and now behold, two of them that same day. Now two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. They're talking about the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reason, Jesus himself drew nigh and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Praise the Lord. So Jerusalem was filled with sadness. And this sadness had gotten into Jesus' disciples as well. And some of his disciples, Cleopas, praise the Lord. So they were walking together and they were what? Sad. Sad about the things that happened to Jesus. Because they thought it was the one who was going to rescue Israel from bondage. So the sadness was all over. It had gotten to his disciples as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, they told Jesus, yeah, you're a stranger, you don't know the things that have happened in Jerusalem, and asked them, which things? You know? Amen. Now, in verse 25, and you know, let's start from verse 24. And certain of them, which were with us, went to the sepulchre, and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. The women came and told them as well that we did not find him. He is not there. Hallelujah. But they did not see what? Believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 25. Then said unto them, Oh what? Ought not to have suffered these things? Hallelujah. And beginning at Moses
and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning what? Himself. What things? About his what? His sufferings and the glory that should what? Should follow. You know, let's read Romans. Romans chapter 15. Romans 15 verse 4. Romans 15:4. It says, for whatsoever things were written for our learning, that we through patience and the comfort of the scriptures we might have what? Hope. I can liken the disciples as well to the children of Israel. This guy is so miracles. They saw what? Actually, Moses did more miracles than Jesus. Hallelujah. Just imagine carrying like 3 million people across the sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. They grew up with their clothes. No need to buy what? Their shoes grew up with what? Bakula n'engatto zaabwe. Okitegeere kye ky'amagero. Nukula olugoye nawo ne lukola ki? Ne lukula. I believe in miracles. Apostle. N'okula n'olugoye. We ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Saru. N'okula n'oki? That's also a miracle. And yet, these people were stiff what? Stiff-necked people. No, stiff-necked. Hallelujah. They did not believe. They complained over again. How many of you have seen a miracle? I have seen a miracle. But you can see a miracle today and the next day. You disbelieve. Do you know it? Newera bidanga joli mukama taina chiali yako zeko. In fact, what has even attacked you is small compared to the things God has what? Has done. Na eno otia. Intege tege neziku famba. And yet you have seen. Praise the Lord. That's why the way Jesus dealt with unbelief. He did what? He explained. He taught them. Praise the Lord. He taught them. Nabasomesa. Hallelujah. What is written? What the prophets what? Said. Amen. That's why miracles don't establish you. They can help you to what? To believe, but they don't what? The word of God is what establishes a believer. Hallelujah. One of the faith I admire certain things about them at the Jehovah's what? Witness. Those guys, when you give them a foothold, they will teach you. That's why when you're dealing with the Jehovah's Witness, what time with Apostle Paul? You have to be knowing. You have to do what? Knowing. Hallelujah. Jesus is not God. That one I got a what? An antidote for it. Jesus is not what? I have 1 Timothy 3:16. And without what? Jimpe, soko jimpe, nyumiranyo. Without what? The kingdom of God requires speed.
Hallelujah. Let's read together. And without what? Great is what? Come out. God was manifest where? Katonda. Nalabikira muchi? Oba katonda nafuka muchi? Kuruberebere waliwani? Kigambo. Kigambo nabani? Kigambo naba waliani? Kulokuminanya. Kigambo nakola ki?
Amen. Olo narukubo omu Jehovah's Witness. Eh? That was the end of it. Nemuga had that one is what? He settled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to explain to them in the scriptures. Hallelujah. In the scriptures. And in verse 44. Luke 24. Verse 44. Luca.
And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the what? The scriptures. So all those things happened, but they were in darkness. Hallelujah. I think in the seminar, one of the things Apostle Paul kept echoing was that once you get, your understanding is your deliverance. Remember, once you understand something, you know, that's when you'll be delivered. Hallelujah. That's why in Timothy, the Bible says, a servant of God must not be quarrelsome, but must be patient in meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. But at the venture, they will come to acknowledge what? The truth. And deliver themselves. Give me that scripture. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, I think, 2. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. Go to 23. Go to 24. No, scriptures are not for quoting. They are for explaining. Go, give me 24. Let's read together. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all, able to teach and be patient. When we are dealing with people, that's how we deal with what? With people. Even when we find people who have certain persuasions which are not in line with the word of God, we are patient. In meekness, instructing them. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. They are believers who are against themselves, according to how they have been taught. If God peradventure will give them repentance. That's what repentance is, to change. Repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. I think that word is, acknowledge is the word epignosis. It means to come to a precise and accurate what? Understanding. Give me the next line. And that they may what? From what? Out of the snare of the devil. There are people who are taken captive by the devil at his will. Nga yabafula kagoma kachi. Kulikwaya gala nga akola chi. Nga akubako. Hallelujah. So,
We instruct people so that they may acknowledge what? The truth. And deliver themselves. Praise the Lord. Out of the what? The snare. There are people who have been what? Ensnared by the devil. That's why Apostle Paul said that, lest the devil should take advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his what? Devices. But that the devil is real and is there. I guess you know that. Eh? One time I told the woman, the devil is there. She said, no, the devil is in the mind. I said, that sickness you are suffering from, that is the work of the devil. We don't need to look any further. That is what? In fact, not to believe that the devil is there is the devil is himself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to explain. He opened their understanding and they were able to what? To see. And that's when they believed. Praise the Lord. That's when they believed. Praise the Lord. Now, in Mark chapter 16. Hallelujah. So we said that the negativity in Jerusalem had gotten into the hearts of his disciples. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the way, in this world, there is a lot of negativity. Eh? In fact, even right now, in Ukraine, someone needs to pronounce it Ukraine. In Ukraine, there is already a lot of what? Bad news. I thank God my TV died. So ever since it died, I think I've saved myself from a lot of what? Because I no longer watch news, I don't know what is happening. And it is good for me. You know, sometimes you want to know even things which don't edify you. Nenga goyagala kumanya buchi? Gundi ya segundi wa muride. Hallelujah. Some things you don't need to know. So, since my TV died, like I think 4 months, and by the way, I can live without what? You know, you can live without a TV. Yeah? I am living without what? But they are demanding it, of course. But it is possible to live without what? And you be in the Word. Don't leave TV and just be there. You leave TV to be in the what? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of the gentlemen I work with, they take a year without a phone. Your phone is taken what? Watching TV is a privilege. A phone, no phone. And the brother here, they can testify. Yes, he lived without a phone for a year. And it is okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's a lot of negativity in the world. Amen. And some people also look for the negativity. Amen. But as believers, we need to learn to stay positive in the negative. When it comes to the work of the gospel, the world is not going to favor us. In fact, sometimes when you see a pastor being attacked, don't join. They are against us. Amen. Jesus said, in this world, there are tribulations. And you know, it should not surprise you when things happen in the world. It shouldn't. Praise the Lord. Don't think it is a strange thing when things happen in the world. Because those things are bound to happen. Praise the Lord. But as a believer, it is possible to stay positive in the negative world. Hallelujah. It is very, very what? And let me also say this. Everyone here can be influenced by the world. You can. Not that you should. But you what? You can. In fact, you can yield to the world. You know, some believers can ask you certain questions. Pastor, is it okay to drink alcohol? I tell them, go and drink. Why are you asking me that question? Rwacho chimbuza. Pastor, ne Bible yegano okunyo mwenge, gendo gukoleji?
Why? What do you want to accomplish? You want to indulge your flesh. Hallelujah. The Bible says, do not be drunk. The scripture I give them. Don't be drunk with wine. Whereas in his excess. But be filled with what? You are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you want to be filled with wine.
Hallelujah. So, there is a lot of what? Negativity in the world. And let me tell you, it can also get into what? Believers. If you're not very careful. Praise the Lord. In fact, you can see a believer who has been on fire. And then time comes. Nga believer tomukola chi? Nga tomutegera. Chiraba. And sometimes they tell us, nama mubowa. Mukola chi? Gweto gamba tu chakalako. Uvula munga bukola chi? Obulamu bunyuma mukama. Hallelujah. Obulamu bukola chi? Hallelujah. I think I was talking to Mr. Mwonge, and he told me before he got born again, he used to wonder how you can live without a bottle of beer. Naga musumbanga ni unya nyo omuto kubira unga tonyo amuna kachi na kabia. Nga toke nda kona mwondo ongo. Nga ne unye chintuye chunga ngambeda baroko le maduwa nangia. Now when he got born again, he says, kajate ne unye abantu abu. Aboko lachi. So he's also surprised. Nga mambe unye. No vira unga gundi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, in Mark chapter 16:14, that is our anchor scripture. After he appeared to the 11, as they sat at meat, and he upbraided them with their what? Unbelief. Praise the Lord. That word upbraid, it means to show something that is wrong. Praise the Lord. Actually, other version says he rebuked. You know? He rebuked them because of their what? Unbelief. One of the things, the attitude we ought to have towards unbelief is we should rebuke it. You rebuke unbelief. You show it that it is wrong. Say, unbelief is wrong. Say, I rebuke it. So Jesus rebuked them with their unbelief. Unbelief towards the word of God. Jesus had told them, praise the Lord, I am going to die. I am going to be buried. I am going to resurrect. Yet, they still believed not. And what Jesus did when he found that they had unbelief, he rebuked them with their what? Unbelief. Praise the Lord. He upbraided. King James says, he upbraided them with their unbelief. Hallelujah. That word upbraid, let's see it where it is used elsewhere. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11. And verse 20. Matthew 11:20. Matthew. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done because they repented them. Pray it. Yeah? They repented not. Praise the Lord. So we see that there he rebuked still their what? Their unbelief. Praise the Lord. Let's see Mark chapter 15. Mark 15. Mark 15, verse 32. Mark 15, 32. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they were crucified, and they that were crucified with him reviled him. That's the same what? The same. They believed not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when it came to unbelief, Jesus rebuked it. Amen. Jesus rebuked it. And you know, many times, you know, Jesus, in many occasions, he would tell them, "Oh, you of little faith." He would not tell them sweet words. Yeah? And, you know, sometimes we go through challenges, and the way we talk about them shows that there is no faith at all. Eh? Praise the Lord. Recently, my voice had gone. Amen. So on Tuesday, I went to Amigos. I went. Actually, I couldn't speak, but I went. And I went to Amigos to speak to 50 people. So I was speaking like, I think you saw me on Wednesday. So I was fighting to speak, but I spoke. Of course, some kids were laughing at me, but I spoke. Why? I was acting in what? In faith. You know? And my voice is what? Is gone. So I'm not going to go. I went. In fact, I said, "Let me go." My wife was telling me, "But how are you going to talk?" I said, "Let me what? At least can't talk to you." Amen. So I went there. On Tuesday, I had two people to disciple. Brother Albert, you heard me speak. I was speaking like what? But I spoke and we finished our lesson. But I was acting in faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. On Wednesday, I was here in service. I could not lift up my voice and pray, but I was like, I was praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when things come against us, which are contrary, praise the Lord, we should act on the word of God. Praise the Lord. We should act on the word of God. Hallelujah. So, Jesus rebuked their unbelief. Praise the Lord. Now, I say that unbelief should not be celebrated. It should be put to what? To shame. Don't celebrate your unbelief. Put it to shame. Amen. So, unbelief means the failure to be persuaded. It means you are not persuaded. Faith means you are persuaded. Praise the Lord. It means you are persuaded. He said unbelief is lack of persuasion. It's a refusal to believe. When we say that man is in faith, it means he's persuaded. Hallelujah. Is what? Persuaded. The man is convinced. Amen. And unbelief is an act of your mind. Praise the Lord. The will. Amen. You know, when you say you are afraid, what has happened to you? When you say you are afraid, fear. How does fear come in? Fear comes in because of a certain information. But before, there was no fear. It comes because of a certain information, all of a sudden you become afraid. And you begin to say, food day. Even faith comes because of a certain information. Hallelujah. So, you are afraid, you disbelieve because of a certain information. Amen. Just imagine if you went to a hospital for a checkup and you went when you are okay. No genda nga olimulamu, otambula bulungi, ohulia teri chikola chi. Nengu ya gala kola bukozi chi. Check up. And then you reach there and they say you have cancer. Do you know the symptoms of cancer can come upon you in that very minute? Why? Because of a certain what? Information. Before you receive that information. And then you begin, now after you receive that information, there are other things you begin to what? To think about because of that what? The information you have been cutting in the kufa. Abana wangenga bachari bato. Nabare kerani. Bana wangenga. You know? And then you begin to what? To go down. If you are not really rooted in the word of God, in a short time, no, you'll be gone. Hallelujah. So sometimes it is not the things that befall us. Praise the Lord. It is not. But what is in us is the most important what? Hallelujah. One of our brothers here got an accident. My goodness. Hey, it was terrible. But I thank God for that brother that he was very positive. Even through what? You know, when you go to when you go to hospital to see someone and you think they are in a bad condition, you know, and you need to bambi ngo labie. Say, Pastor, I will be okay. Pastor, I'm not worried. Pastor, I will be what? I believe this thing will work out. Nange nengambe chigali kangoleji. You know, such people are very, even when you're not believing, you are forced to what? To believe. They operated this brother. So, at first the operation was good. And I even gave the brothers good news that the brother is what? Is well. So after 7 days, they told me that what? I said the things have gone bad. But when I was talking to this person, Pastor, I believe things will be what? Will be okay. And right now the brother is very what? He's okay. Hallelujah. Amen. The brother is okay. He's a disciple. And let me tell you, you be a disciple. We shall be concerned. You be what? Don't just attend church. Be involved. Because when you're involved, even me when I hear, you know there are people here, when something happens, I run. Because they are what? Hallelujah. Even when Jesus was told that the one you love has died, he says, I will come. Amen. There are some we send prayers. Our prayers are with you. I'm not among those people. Hallelujah. Staying what? Positive in the negative world. Praise the Lord. So Jesus rebuked them with their unbelief, which is unbelief is the hardness of heart. Hallelujah. Yeah. Unbelief is hardness of what? Of heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you say unbelief, it's a difficult heart. Bantu emitima jaka kanyala. Hallelujah. So that statement, hardness of heart, you know, was gotten from the Old Testament. I think one of the key statements Moses kept on referring to when he was talking to the children, talking about the state of the heart of the children of Israel, he said that they have hard hearts. Praise the Lord. They see miracles today, and the next day they are murmuring. They see another miracle today, and the next day they are murmuring. That is a difficult heart. That is a hard heart. Hallelujah. Amen. But even believers, the believer does not have a hard heart, but the believer can harden his heart. The believer can what? Have you ever spoken to a believer, na ingo laba, I know mutima mochi? Hallelujah. No mugamba tokola bwoti na gamba musumba gwe tomanyi. Please, when we tell you sometimes I think, don't just say tokola chi. Simply just take the what? The advice. Tomanyi. Manyi. Hallelujah. Nkola chi? Amen. Gamu kiza sonyiwa. Musumba tomanyi. Hallelujah. Omutima. When we're talking about giving, they also said giving is what? The heart. Mutima. Recently, when I was at Amigos and one of the disciples, I preached to him and he got saved, the workers there. And he told me, Nae musumba manye chantu seko ku Bible seminar. Konze, he was asking me questions. Konze, what happened to you? Musumba. Monsao zangi, naba demu na emitu wale hibiri mwen kuminya. I had 24,000 shillings. 4,000 was in coins. I had papers of 10-10. When it reached time to forgiving, he said, Musumba, na denja gala kujia yoko kupinusu. Mpe yonga biyankumyezi. Bidi. Konze, genda maso. Na yebi nusu nebigani na mumpale. Ebi nusu musumba nebigani ya mochi. Nengeza koku vijia yu nebigani ya mochi. Ngebasa njini na mungaro wanu. Nebigani ya mumpale. Nenzijia yu, chenvanzijia yu luchi. Urupapula. Nente kamu omutuwaru guja. Gumumukurumi obwachi. Musumba zezo sante zinari impade yezi singo obunji mukanisa. Konze echo wachikutule echo. Konze vujiwa emeka rukumi nkoma murukumi wembane waliri zanyo nkumi yezi. Omuji. Nemugambe echo wachikutula. Katandi kukuwa yomuchi. Mutualo mutualo. But this person, to them, they have never. Okay, don't blame them partly. But I said, now here, I need to what? To teach. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So even some believers can harden their what? You give instructions and they say, go and hear your gira. Nzisijia kuchikola, mpasta ni wana akola chi? Ni wana yo gira atia. Hallelujah. You are not yielding your heart to what God wants to do. Praise the Lord. And let me also say this. Some of you can gladly miss service, but for us we cannot what? For us to be service, you have to have a reason. A what? You cannot give a reason enkuba yatonye. You cannot give a reason I was busy. How? Nena mumus okay, musuareko. Bwala pasta yeta yosa ako. Gwracho yosa. Gamma wdana racho yosa. Those are pastors. You know what Pastor Victor was hearing? It's very, very instructional. Amen. All the pastors are married, number one. You have to take care of things of the what? You have to please our wives. Because in marriage also you have to please your what? And then to please us. We have jobs. Amen. We have children. I come with my two children every Sunday at 8. One is making 3 years. You don't know. You were there when they were born. Pastor Victor, you are there. One is like 8. But they are, you know, they are excited to come to church every morning. They are very excited. In fact, Dorea, when it is come time to come to church, she doesn't want the mom to talk about what tamukwata ko daddy. You know? I iron a day before Mbabu Tipsikati in order to attend what service. I iron on Saturday. I brush my shoes on what? Such that on Sunday I have no disturbances. What's omugati guberao, chaya kolachi, averao, uchilaba. Do you know kolachi? So when I wake up in the morning and my children doesn't take a long what? For the children, 20 minutes, I'm what? I'm done. Let's call Achi. And they be in a prayer meeting for 1 hour. Amen. So, if children can do it, what about the big people? What are you doing? You are yielding. Praise the Lord. To what God wants to do. Amen. Service te kugwa kubugwe. Wajikoze echi? Wajietege kide. Obadoji manyi. Ngoyo manyi zogendo kwa mbala. Echiweba yo na chochikoze echi? Even ni dechiweba yo na chichibera mochi? Ngachiri yao. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you yield your heart to what God wants to do. Amen. Now, the reason why some people grow very fast and you say they are growing very fast, you know, and some people tend to be stagnant, there is no magic. Some people are just yielded. Bomugaja to gene munjiri nga gamba to gende. Bomugamba prayer meeting weri nga gamba prayer meeting akolachi. Bomugamba jangu ku discipleship akolachi. Wali. Ochiraba. Bomugamba tugenda kuzimbali kanza agamba musumba tugende. Ochiraba. Ogenda okulaba dakika ntono nga ali katuti. Nga leading a prayer what? Prayer meeting. Ngogambo ya leading atya prayer meeting atope tubadwa ne banga dene. How come that your pastor does not recommend you takulaba u? Kubanga olina omutima muji, mukakanyavu. Hallelujah. Leading our Goga, there is socialism. Tibasosola. Abantu abamu. They have what? They have a good attitude. They are teachable. Praise the Lord. They are instructable. But it is not that. And sometimes they are not as very intelligent as you are. By the way, being a pastor of the church does not mean that you are the most intelligent person. Yo. Ate chisa chamuka machimuliko okukole echo. Gwene wono vileta mu feeling yeye. Nze nyimi lide wano yenze. Amina. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, because of the hardness of their heart, praise the Lord. And in the Old Testament, we see that with the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. And that's why we read in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, that the things that happened to them were for our what? For our learning. For our doctrine. Praise the Lord. That word learning is the word doctrine. Praise the Lord. They are for our learning, so that we may be what? We may be convinced. So that we may believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and we see the unbelief in the book of Numbers. And our guy, by name, Itima Mikakanyavu. In the book of Numbers. You remember when Moses sent the 12 spies, to go and spy the land. Actually, that's in Numbers. Numbers chapter 13. And Numbers chapter 14. Actually, Moses called that generation the generation that does not believe. Praise the Lord. Let's first read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. Deuteronomy 32. It says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. That's how Moses described the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. They lacked persuasion. Praise the Lord. And in the book of Numbers, let's see Numbers as we are finishing. Numbers 13, verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Let's go to 31. But the men that went with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. 32. And they brought up an evil of the land, which they searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants, and we were in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in there. Amen. All of them went to see the promised land. All of them. The 10 came back with an evil report. The 2 came back with a different. Now, the thing is, they all went to the same land. Isn't it so? They all went to the same land. They all saw the same things. You think Caleb and Joshua did not see the giants? He saw them as the 10. Praise the Lord. They saw the giants. They saw the walls of what? Of Jericho. Praise the Lord. But Caleb and Joshua said, let's go at once and possess the land. And the 10 came back with an evil report. I think in verse 32? Verse 32. Now, the question is, did the spies lie? Huh? The spies did not what? They said exactly what they saw. Yeah? Hallelujah. Amen. So they saw exactly what they saw. Amen. Now, why is it called an evil report? Because someone has an akugamba. The way it describes the thing, the way it what? It was. Praise the Lord. So it is an evil report because it disregarded what God had said concerning that land. Praise the Lord. They estimated the report of the facts they got above the promise of God to go and possess that land. The fact is that, yes, you are sick in your body. But what does God say? What has God said about that? Are you going to esteem the word of God? Or you're going to run with that negative report that the doctors have said, I am this and this and this, in 10 days I'm going to die. Praise the Lord. Faith does not deny facts. No, I'm not sick. The fact is that you are sick. But the word of God, faith overrides the word of God. I mean, the facts. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, they all saw the same thing. But Caleb and Joshua said, we are able, let's go and what? And possess the land. Because God has said it. The other says, for us we are like grasshoppers. They came back with an evil report. And the whole generation rebelled because of what? An evil report. So the evil report is not regarding the word of God above the circumstances. Amen. I think last month, my wife is pregnant. She had a discharge. It was a bit threatening. Eh? And of course, she started telling me, when this happens, you know, you might have a miscarriage. Even the doctor said so. And then she started saying certain words. I got Deuteronomy. I got what? Deuteronomy. I think it is 23-25. And you shall serve the Lord. Lumpa ulinyiriyo. That was there. And she was telling me, hey. The doctors were all telling me, hey. I said, ah. Aha. Nengamba, Obwakabaka wakatonda wetaga speed. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. Elimunda gano kade nenji kwata. Nengamba, temuja kolachi. Eno devo kati yagala baji projecting. Nae tugenda jisoma. Did I say Deuteronomy? It is Exodus. Sorry. By that, do you know that being on a projector also you require to be what? Knowledgeable. Because I might say scripture which is not there. But because you are learning the scriptures, no jikubawari. Ningamba, Ningamba, okay. And you shall serve the what? Say, God, I'm the servant. I'm your servant. And he shall bless your bread. And he bless your water. Nimugambe, tugendo kolachi. Okuyimitiramu. And I will take sickness away from your what? Nja kuja endwa demu masekatiga mwe. Genda mazu. Ngambo chuli decho. yangu.
There shall nothing cast there what?
Gonzam. Tugendeke wa gonza ga gonza.
Aha. There will be no what? Miscarriage. Oh, in fact,
bubato zala runo runyizindu kwa lwa bwerere.
Eh? There will be no what? Oh, in your what? And I will give you.
Tine entandika. The Lord, I am a servant of the Lord. He blesses my bread. He blesses my water. He has taken sickness away from my midst. Miscarriage is not my what? My portion. Barrenness is not my what? Long life is my what?
Hallelujah. Now, you are responding in faith.
Praise the Lord.
Towards what? The facts.
Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the world is full of what? Even if they will give you negative what? Negative reports. This and this has happened.
Two food.
Two food. That's why avail yourself to be taught such that when an evil day what comes, you can pull out for what is already stored in what? In you.
Abamutuli indakurunakoro. When danger comes, and that's when we what? We go into the what? Into the word of God. No, have the word of God so much in that when an evil day comes,
you just say like Jesus, it is what? Written. It is written. It is written. And then the devil and his what? His grandmother and his problems will flee from you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refuse to be negative. Hallelujah. We have the word of God, which gives us hope, which gives us faith, which causes us to override the fact and the negativity that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.